Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Well, your skin, especially the skin on your face, really, really determines kind of how you age and how you feel about yourself as you age. You look in the mirror, you see the little lines around your eyes or around your mouth, and you know, whether you're a person that looks at those and say, hey, that's a part of my life and I got those by living my life, or whether you're somebody that really wants to, you know, do something about them. My guest is Meredith Foster. She's a licensed esthetician and founder of Truth in Beauty Consulting. So Meredith, first of all, as your skin ages, you know, people start facials pretty young. And what are facials? What do they actually do for us?
A treatment that usually takes about 60 minutes. And within that time frame, your esthetician provides you with a skin analysis and then moves forward with exfoliation, extractions, and mask treatments that are appropriate to your skin's needs.
Okay, so when I had one and the girl is massaging my face and putting on different things and kind of working around my neck, that's what, to get the blood flow into your face, to kind of get it all so that it moves through?
Absolutely. In massage, they're doing things like stimulating circulation, good oxygenation to the skin. Sometimes they're even able to manipulate the lymphatic system, so helping to drain toxins away, especially in your face and neck area as well.
How often do you recommend someone get a real facial?
Facials can be done about every 4 to 6 weeks, kind of like a haircut, except for your face.
Do you want to get a facial before big events, or no, because you could get red and stuff like that from them?
If you're a person who does not get regular facials, I would recommend that if you want to look your best prior to an event, do a facial about 3 weeks before. That way, if you do develop any kind of redness, if you may have an additional breakout, or even if there was, you know, some sort of unforeseen adverse event, you have plenty of time to recover.
Okay, that's good advice, Meredith. It really is. And now, things we can use at home, because as we age, you know, you start to notice discolorations, and it's dizzying, the world of wrinkle creams and toning creams and all these things. Give us your favorites. What do you like us to do as we age? And we're 20s and 30s. I'm in my 40s, getting on the higher end of that. So what do you suggest we do for that?
Absolutely. In your 20s, it really is all about prevention. One of the best things you can do when you're in your 20s is to seek out a topical vitamin C product. Vitamin C actually protects our skin cells against free radical damage that causes our skin to age. So vitamin C is almost like an insurance policy for your skin. It's typically used in the morning, and you want to use that every single day. That in combination with a good SPF, again, any kind of damage from the sun can cause those brown spots that show up later on. It can also cause a degradation in collagen. So we want to make sure that right off the bat in our 20s, again, we're limiting sun exposure and really protecting our skin with a good SPF.
Okay, in the 20s, we're prevention, vitamin C and good SPF. 30s.
Absolutely. 30s. 30s, we're looking into doing things that increase really good cell turnover, keeping the skin looking bright and vibrant. So things like alpha hydroxy acids, again, glycolic acids, lactic acids on the skin, or even a mild retinoid that encourages really good cell turnover. Retinoids we see as a kind of anti-aging, and we can use those in the evening as well.
Okay, and do you have any particular ones that you like?
You know, I really do. As far as glycolic acid, I really like a company called Glytone. Glytone makes a very comprehensive skincare line that is full of glycolic acid. And mild retinoids, you can find those, anything from oil of Olay over-the-counter to more of a cosmeceutical strength. There's a company called Aven, and they make a fantastic retinoid product called Retrinol, which works very well in your 30s.
Do they have to be really expensive to work?
Not necessarily. There are a lot of diamonds in the rough out there that do a really great job. It's just a matter of being a little savvy as to ingredients. So when you're looking at a product, turn it around and look for words like retinoid, glycolic, or lactic. If you see that word there, it will do a good job.
Okay, now we're in our 40s, and those wrinkles next to our eyes. You know, I even saw a commercial for Rapid Wrinkle Repair, and I was tempted. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go get some of that. I think it was Neutrogena, and just because of the way that they advertised it. So what are we looking for in our 40s for creams, for wrinkles, and for the tones and dark spots?
Absolutely. Coming into the 40s, we might need to start looking at things that, again, have a little bit more efficacy, that ingredients are a little bit stronger. Really, one of the best things you can do in your 40s is seek out a prescription retinoid from a physician. Those particular ingredients have been clinically proven to really stimulate a lot of good collagen production. They can also help to reverse some of that sun damage, those brown spots that we start to see in the skin. Again, when we're looking at brown spots, over-the-counter things that have glycolic or lactic acids can be exfoliating. But if we really need to get down deep into the skin and start getting to the source of the issue, we want to look at a bit more prescription-strength products that you can seek out from your physician.
And even ones that you get from your physician, like for the lines around your eyes and such, and, you know, people look at Botox and they look at different kinds of surgery. Do any of those creams, Meredith, really work to diminish the look of those wrinkles or diminish the wrinkles themselves, or do they just kind of fool the eye a little bit?
They actually do. Prescription strength has the ability to get into the skin and to affect change, to affect the way that your skin cells function. The key thing is that these products don't work overnight. You really have to be patient. You start to see results with these products at about 3 months of consistent use, and can even see improved results 6, 8, 12 months out. So a topical product, we have to remember, is not going to provide a day and night difference, you know, within a short amount of time. You very much have to be very patient and persistent with the use of a prescription topical.
Now, you know, we hear moisturizer versus Retin-A and retinoids and things. Are they two separate things? Do you use a moisturizer every day on your face after your shower and you've washed your face? You know, maybe even use an exfoliating cream or something on your face in the shower, get out, moisturize, and then use your wrinkle cream? Or do you do it, is that your moisturizer?
Sure. Most retinoids are different from a moisturizer. Retinoids are repair products. They get into the skin and they really do a lot of repair work. Your moisturizers do just that. They moisturize. They provide good hydration in the skin. So when you're looking at your skincare routine, after you wash your face in the shower, you would apply a topical retinoid. And then you would apply your topical moisturizer right on top of that. So any products that have active ingredients, those typically are going to go on your skin first, and then you'll apply your moisturizer on top.
That is great information, because, you know, people don't always know if you're supposed to use them together, if one cancels the other out. Meredith, we only have 30 seconds left. Wrap it up in your best advice for facial treatments as we age.
Absolutely. Number one thing, wear your SPF. The sun is the number one thing that ages us, so a good sunscreen is your best line of defense. In your 20s, topical vitamin C. In your 30s, glycolic acid. And in your 40s, a good prescription-strength retinoid.
Fantastic, and we learned a lot. This was very informative. Thank you so much, Meredith Foster. And you can get more information at truthinbeautyconsulting.com. That's the kind of thing we're doing here at Radio MD. We are giving you information you can use right now, today. And I am going to use a retinoid product and then my moisturizer right over it. This is Melanie Cole. Let's keep smiling, creating those wrinkle lines, and stay well.